Today's Shir Masechta, Erev and Daf Yud Beis. We will begin on Daf Yud Aleph on the Beis, three lines from the bottom. We learned in the Mishnah, Rabbi Leza taught us that L'chayim, one must make two lechis at the entranceway to the Mavui. But ask the Gemari, Boilehu, in the yeshiva they wanted to understand, what does Rabbi Leza mean with this statement? Does he mean Rabbi Leza L'chayim v'kayru kama? Rabbi Leza spoke about making two lechis, it wasn't to exclude the need to make a kaira. And he agrees that still a kaira also must be included. A dilma, or maybe what he meant to say was l'chayin b'loy kaira. He meant to say that it's adequate to make two lechis and a kaira is not required. And the way the Ritva explains this Gemara, the Gemara's question was, does Rabbi Leza argue in the Tanakama and hold that Beis Shammai, besides that he requires to have a kaira, he also requires two lechis? Or is pshat that according to Beis Shammai, there is no need for a kaira at all? You have two lechis and that would be fine. According to this understanding, it wasn't that Rabbi Leza was representing a new opinion. Rather, since, as we know throughout Shas, Rabbi Lezer Shamutihu, Rabbi Lezer was a Talmud of Beis Shammai, and the Gemara is trying to understand how does Rabbi Lezer understand the opinion of his Rebbe Beis Shammai. That's the way the Ritva explains the Gemara's question. However, the Rabbeinu Chananel explains the Gemara's question differently. He explains that the question of the Gemara is, how are we to understand Rabbi Lezer? And is Rabbi Lezer trying to explain the opinion of Beis Shammai and saying that according to Beis Shammai, you're going to have two lechis and a kaira? Or maybe he's not coming to explain actually the opinion of Beis Shammai, he's actually coming to explain the opinion of Beis Hillel. And he's saying even Beis Hillel will require that you have at least two lechis. Toshma, so Gemara brings a raya. Meister Rabbi Lezer shaya eitz Rabbi Yosi ben Preide Talmidai. Rabbi Lezer was once by Rabbi Yosi ben Preide, who was his Talmud, in the Uvlin, in the place of Uvlin. Amatzah Yosi ben Mavi shein lo ele elechi echad, and he was found him in a Mavi that only had one lechi. Amalei, so Rabbi Lezer said to Rabbi Yosi ben Preide, Bni, asay lachi acher, make one more lechi. Amalei, to which Rabbi Yosi ben Preide said to his Rebbe, V'chi l'sois mayani tzarech, is there a purpose, is there a goal, just to keep on making more lechis? Amalei, so Rabbi Lezer said, Yisasem u'mabekach, do so, and what's the big deal? Amar Rav Shimon Gamliel, continues Rav Shimon Gamliel saying, L'nechleku b'shayim b'yisola mavoi, Shapachs mi arba amis. There's no disagreement when you have a movi that's less than 4 amis wide, shenitzar klum, that there is no need to do anything at the entrance to that movi. Aman nechaku, where do they have a disagreement? Al rochav mi arba amis vadeser, when it's the width between 4 amis and 10 amis. Shebe Shammai Amrim, Beshammai's opinion is you have to have a lechi v'kaira. And Beis Hillel Amrim, and Beis Hillel's opinion is, so the Ran asks a question. We started with trying to understand the opinion of Rabbi Lezer. And then the Gemara Braisa goes on to tell us the episode that happened between Rabbi Lezer and his Talmud. And now the Gemara comes back with Rav Shimon Gamliel telling us the explanation of the machloikas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. So explains the Ran that this Mavi in which Rabbi Yosi ben Preide was in, the opening wasn't 4 amos wide. And therefore, he said to Rabbi Lezer, why do I need to make two lechis? Since it's not that wide, everybody agrees that a lechi or a kaira is good enough. And in fact, the Ran goes on to say, the reason Rabbi Lezer didn't understand what his Talmud was doing, because Rabbi Lezer didn't realize that this was a mavui that wasn't wide enough for Amos. And that's why this story is brought into this discussion. However, back to the beginning, Ketanimius, we see that Rabbi Yossi said to Rabbi Elazar, V'chila sois v'enitzarech, is there a purpose to make so many lechis? Yeah, Rabbi Shlomo, so if we'll understand that Rabbi Elazar holds, you have to make lechayin v'kayra, you have to make two lechis in a kayra, b'shem hachi amar, so now I could understand what Rabbi Yossi said, V'chila sois v'enitzarech, what's the purpose of doing so much? If you have two lechis and a kayra, you're just really overfilling your entrance to your mavoi. Ella, Iamrit. If you're going to say, L'chaim b'loi kayra, the Rebbe Elazar's opinion is that all you need to do is make two lechis, and there's no kayra, so that isn't a situation where you're completely enclosing your mavoi. So why would he call it L'saismai? Why would Rabbi Yosef ben Preida call it L'saismai? The fact that Rabbi Yosef ben Preida used the word L'saismai is clearly an indication that Rabbi Elazar holds you need to have many lechis, two lechis. Says the Gemara, that isn't the way to understand what Rabbi Yosef says. Rather, Rabbi Elazar doesn't require any kaira. Rabbi Elazar only requires two lechis and hachikamer. And what Rabbi Yosef ben Preida meant to say, why is there a need to make two lechis? One lechi is enough. And again, the Ran tells us why. Because what Rabbi Yosef was really telling his Rebbe, Rabbi Elazar, this is a very narrow lechi, mavi. And since it's a very narrow mavi, it's less than 4 amos wide. And when you have a mavi that's less than 4 amos wide, there's no need to make two lechis. Everybody agrees that one lechi is sufficient. And indeed, says the Gemara, Amamar, Aram Shem Gamliel, Lo'enechku Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, there is no machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, Amavi Shepachos Me'arba Amos, that the Mavi is less than 4 amos wide, Shein Tzarech Klum, there is not necessary to do anything in its entrance. Ask the Gemara, V'nan T'nan, Meshumer Shmuel Amit Talmud Echlof Ner Rekiva. We learned in our Mishnah that there was a Talmud that in the name of Yishmuel was taught. There was a Talmud who said to Rekiva, Lo'enechku Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, there is no disagreement. A mavi shapachs me abba amis, the mavi that's narrower than 4 amis, shenata oiba lechi bekaira, that you have to have a lechi or kaira. But you have to have something. And here we're seeing that Shimon Gamliel is saying that in such circumstance where it's so narrow, there is nothing required at the entrance of the mavi. And as the Mashah explains, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel can argue with Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is a Tana, and Rabbi Shmuel is a Tana. But what the Gemara means to say is, if indeed there's a machloikis around this subject, and it's only Rabbi Shmuel who holds that you have to have a lechi or kaira, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is going to say that nothing is required, why is his opinion not quoted in the Mishnah? Amravashi, hachikamer. This is the way to understand. When you have a mavi that's not dalet amos wide, ein tzarech lechi v'kayra k'beis shamay. You don't need to have both a lechi and kayra as beis shamay normally required. V'loy lechayim, nor do you need to have two lechis k'Rabbi Elazar, like Rabbi Elazar normally requires. Ela oy lechi oy kayra. Everybody will agree that a lechi or kayra alone are enough. Keep k'beis hello, like Beis Hillel said. So in other words, says Rashi in the very maskal hachi, Rav Shimon Gamliel said that ain't tzarech klum, that when you have this very narrow mavi, it doesn't require anything. It isn't to be understood like we thought till now that nothing at all is required, but rather the way to understand it is that it doesn't have to have all these extra tikkunim, two lechis, lechi v'kaira, a simple lechi or kaira alone is enough. With Kama, says the Gemara, but now we're learning, till now we learned an opening above 4 amos, an opening less than 4 amos. Ask the Gemara, the Kama, how narrow does the opening of the Mavi have to be that you have to have at least something? Amr of Achli, Vitei Merab Yechiel, Ad Roch V'Arbet Fachim, until it has an opening of 4 tefachim. But if it has an opening that's less than 4 tefachim, then nothing at all is required. Why? So the Ritva explains that if the opening is less than dalat tefachim, it's considered sosum, it's considered enclosed. And the only time there's a requirement to do something at the entrance of the mavui is when there's an opening. But if it's considered halachically closed, there's no requirement to do anything. The Meiri, similar pshat, says that when it's less than dalat tefachim, it's not even considered a pesach. It's not even considered an entranceway. And where's their requirement to make a lechi u'kaira? When we have an entranceway. But where it's not even considered that we have an entranceway, there is no requirement to do anything. A third pshat that I saw that the Rambam seems to learn is that Rav Achli subscribes to the opinion that when you have less than 4 tefachim, we don't paskin that way. We paskin that we only say lovud by less than 3 tefachim. But he subscribes to the opinion that even by 4 tefachim, less than 4 tefachim, we say lovud. And that's why over here he was able to say it's when you have such a narrow opening, there is no requirement to do anything because I'll be able to say lovud. Says the Rajba, quoting the Ravid, that what we look is the entranceway to the mavui. And that means, let's say you'll have a wide mavui, but the entranceway is, as we're just learning, extremely narrow. The halacha is that mavui won't require lechi yukaira, even though the mavui behind this entranceway could be quite large. Continues the Gemara, Amar Rav Ashi, Amar Rav Yimei, Ba'aba, Amar Rav, Moedim Chacham Ler Belezer. Even though we have a machlokes between Rabbi Elazar and the Chacham and the Mishnah, and the Chacham hold you don't need to have two lechis, Rabbi Elazar holds you do have to have two lechis. However, when you have a chotzer opening to a place to which you cannot carry, and you want to be able to carry in the chotzer, so besides that, obviously you need to have a ruvah chetzeris, you also have to have two pasim. Two lechis on the two entrance sides of the entrance of the chotzer. Nachnama harloch Rabbi Elazar pesachetzer. Even though there's those that disagree with Rabbi Elazar, even by a chotzer, and they're going to hold that even by a chotzer, one pass, one lechi is enough. But in this halacha, we're going to hold like Rabbi Elazar that you're going to require to have two passim, two lechis. The Rashi says that what's the difference between a mavui and a chotzer? So as we explained, a mavui always has to be orcha yosval rechvai. The length is greater than the width. A chotzer doesn't have that requirement. But on the other hand, we're being machmer by a chotzer more than by a mavui. By chotzer, we're saying that everybody, or certainly the halach is, you need to have two pasim, two lechis. By a mavui, one lechi is enough. And the reason is, since the chotzer in those days was much more used than the mavui, so a place where there's so much use going on, because there's so much use going on, we need to make much more of an enclosure. And that's why we need to have two. One isn't enough. So Maral explains why by a chotzer is called a pass, and why by a mavui is it called a lochi. So he says that a chotzer was typically made out of boards. The enclosure around the chotzer was made out of boards. And that's why they used the word pass for this new enclosure. A mavui wasn't made that way. And that's why they don't use that terminology. So here we've learned that the pass is what it is called by a chotzer, and the lechi is what it is called by a mavui. What's the difference? Why this is called a pass and this one is a lechi? So we just said the morals pshat. Other rishonim suggest that as we're going to learn in the shir now, there's a machloikus how wide the pass of a chotzer has to be, whereas the lechi of a mavui everybody agrees, to be even of a minimum shear. So to indicate that difference, that's why by a Mavi was called Lechi, and by a Chotzer it's called a Pas. However, the Rishonim ask that not everybody subscribes to that opinion. And they say that even by a Chotzer, a narrow board is adequate. So why is it? So we're back to our question, why over here is it called a Pas, and over here is it called a Lechi? So they want to say that by a chotzer, they usually had a door at the entrance to the chotzer. So if you're going to have a door at the entrance of the chotzer, the board you're going to put there has to have more substance to it. They didn't have doors at the entrance to the mavi. Another pshat that the Yaivet suggests, that even if we're paskin, that the pass of a chotzer could be narrow, it still has to be wider than the lechi of a mavi. And to indicate that difference, that's why here it's called a pas, and over here it's called a lechi. Amar Rav Nachman ben Yitzchak. According to Rav, who says that there's a Tana who disagrees with Rav Elezer by the mavi, however, he agrees with him by chotzer that two pasim are required, asked the Gemara Mam Moedim, who is that Tana? Says the Gemara Rebbe. And furthermore, the fact that Rav Nachman said halacha, that we pass in like Rav Elezer by the chotzer, so whenever we have in Shas the word halacha, it's an indication, mechlal de depligi, that there was a machloikis, and we're passing like this opinion. Asked the Gemara Mam Paul Galei, who is the man d'omer that disagrees and hold that even by a lechi, one is enough? Rabbanan, the Tanya, Chotzer, the Teres of Pas Echad, the Rabbanan hold that one pass is adequate by a Chotzer, and Rebbe, I mean, Bishnei Passim, Rebbe is the one that says you need to have two Passim. Om Rebbe Yochanan, Chotzer Tzrich Shnei Passim, the Chotzer has to have two Passim. Om Rebbe Zeyla, Rebbe Asi, me Om Rebbe Yochanan, Hochi, is that indeed the opinion of Rebbe Yochanan? Vahat hu the Amrit Mishmei the Rebbe Yochanan, aren't you the one that taught us the name of Rav Yochanan? Shepasei chotzer tzrichin sheben arba. That the pasim of a chotzer have to be four tefachim. And Rav Yochanan will hold that the Gemara is saying now that Rav Yochanan only needs one pas. V'chi teimam. And says the Gemara, why would you say that? Maybe Rav Yochanan, not only is he telling us that the width of the pas has to be four tefachim. Maybe he also holds arba mikan, v'arba mikan. He's going to have two chumras. He's going to say that the minimum width of the pass is four tefachim, and he's also going to hold that you have to have him from both sides. Says the Gemara, I'll prove to you that that is not correct. The Kotani Rav Ader Ba'avimi, Kamed Rav Chanina, V'amalei Kamed Rav Chanina Ba'papi. We quoted in our sugyas more than once the Mishnah later in our Masechta on Daf Tzadik Beis Amud Aleph. The Mishnah speaks there about a chotzer gedoyla shenifritza l'ktana. There's a larger chotzer opening up to the smaller chotzer. And the Braisa explains that what is the difference in the dimensions. Ktana be'eser, the smaller chotzer is 10 amos wide, and the gedoyla, the wider chotzer, is 11 amos wide. Now, the difference between, so there's a difference of one amma. One amma is, as we learned earlier in Amma Sechta, six tfachim. So if we'll say that the wall, the breach between the Chotzer Ketana and the Chotzer Gedoyla is right in the middle, how much wall will be left over on each side of that breach if we're saying that the larger Chotzer is only one amma bigger than the smaller Chotzer? Three tfachim on each side. So how could you say, the Rabbi Yochanan says you have to have two pasim, a four tefachim each. In this case, the larger chotzer doesn't have four tefachim on each side. It only has three tefachim on each side. Says the Gemara, Kisolik Rav Zeira, Miyami. When Rav Zeira came back from Yami, or some say came back from the sea, Persha, he explained the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. And he said as follows, Beruach Achas, if you're going to have only one pass on your chotzer, then the halacha will be ba'arba. It has to be four tefachim wide. However, if you're going to make two pasim, mishtei ruchos, you're going to put pasim on both sides, then the halacha will be mashul kan, mashul kan, a mashul on each side will be adequate. V'har tani, adabar vimi, and this adabar vimi said that you have to have two pasim, and each pas has to be three tfachim. That's why he said it was 11 to 10, Rebbe he. It's following the opinion of Rebbe, who requires two pasim, the Savaloi, but he holds, like Rebbe Yossi, we quoted the other day, that holds that each one of the pasim has to be three tfachim. And that's why when you have 11 and a 10, the difference between one amma, you'll be able to have three tfachim on each side. So the way we're learning now, it turns out the Rebbe and the Rabbanon have two machlekesim. According to Rebbe, you always have to have two pasim. According to Rabbanan, if you're going to have one pas that's four tefachim wide, that will be fine. And the second machloikus is if you're going to make two pasim, according to the Rabbanan, a mashu from each side is fine. And according to Rebbe, according to Rav Adar Bar Avimi, like Rabbi Yossi said, you're going to have three tefachim on each side. Amr Rav Yosef, Amr Rav Yehuda Mishmul, Chatzar Niteres V'Pasachad. You could carry in a Chatzar if it only has one pass. Amr Rabbi Rav Yosef, Miyam Mishmul Hachi. Is that indeed the opinion of Rav Shmuel? Amr Shmuel, Rav Chananya Bashela, Atloy Tavit Ovda. Don't allow carrying in the Chatzar. Ella Roiv Doifin, if most of the wall is cold, covered. Oy, shnei pasim. Here it says clearly that it requires two pasim. Says the Gemara, Amale v'anolo yadana. I don't understand. I don't know how to answer this contradiction in the opinion of Shmuel, but I could tell you the following. Dov da hav da badur da ravasa. There was an episode that happened in the story of Dur v'ravasa. Loshen hayam hanichnas l'chatsa hava. There was a situation where there was the yam that went into the chatzar, vasl kamed Rav Yehuda, and the question came to Rav Yehuda, how could you bring water from that water into the chatzar, and he didn't require ela pas echad, the only one pass. So this seemingly is clearly an indication that his opinion is that one pass is enough, and you don't have to have two pasim. This is diagram 95. Amalei, so Abaye said to him, you're asking me a question from that story? That isn't a good raya. Losh yam kamrit, you're trying to ask me from a situation where there was a yam, which we know a yam is a karmelis. Kalhu shikilu chachamim b'mayim. Chazal were lenient when it comes to questions of bringing water, being able to bring water up. Could, as we learned, could buy mnei rav tavla mirav mechitza tluya ba'aver, when you have a mechitza hanging over the water. This is diagram 96. Ma'ashatatel b'chorva mechitza. The halacha is ma'ashatate amalei a mechitza tluya teres al b'mayim. The halacha is by mayim that we can rely on a mechitza even though it doesn't go all the way down. Why? It's special halacha that Chazal were makel by mayim that even though it doesn't go all the way down, it's sufficient. There's, as the Gemara we learned in Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Aleph Amar Aleph taught us that even though if there's room between the mechitza and the water, and we could have things going in that area. And when we learned about that type of mechitza, Masechta Shabbos, we learned that if something could penetrate that area, then we can't say good achas. Here, by mayim, we were especially lenient. The Mishnah Berura says, the Mishnah later in our Masechta teaches us the machloikis. Did it have to be constructed specifically for water? Or even if it wasn't constructed specifically for that reason, as long as it's over the water, we're lenient. So I saw the Sefer Shoharim Tzion Ba'alocha explains why we're chazal makel by water. He says, that since water is the most important staple that we need for our survival, and in fact, he quotes an interesting Magen Avraham. We know we learned the Gemara Masechta Baba Kama, Masechta Brachos. The Gemara Masechta Brachos taught us that that you have to feed your animals before you feed the people. Says the Magen Avraham, that's only when we're speaking about food. But when it comes to drink, a person comes before the animal. Why? Because drinking is so important. And since drinking is so important, that's why a person should drink before his animals. And that's why he explains the same halachas, the special kula of mechitza taluyu by mayim that doesn't work anywhere else in halacha. Ritva seems to take a different approach. Ritva says, the case that we're relying, the Gemara that we learned in Masechta Shabbos Daf Kuf Aleph, was referring to a boat that's in the yam. So it's difficult to construct mechitzas under those circumstances. That's why Chazal were lenient there. But that isn't necessarily the case anywhere else. Mikamokim, back to our Gemara, we have a kasha. We have a stira in the opinion of Shmuel. Sometimes he said one pass is enough, and sometimes he says two passim. How do we reconcile this? Says the Gemara, Ki'asra, Papa Rav Huna B'Reidu Yeshua, Mipay Rav, Peshua, Meruach Achas, if we're only going to have a pass from one side, then it has to be arba, it has to be four tefachim wide. If we're going to put a pass from two sides, b'shtei rachos, then the lochis mashulkan will be enough. Omra Papa, Rav Papa says, ikashli, if I have a difficulty in understanding the opinion of Shmuel, hokashli, this is the difficulty that I have. Domle Shmuel Rav Chanani b'sheila, atle tavir uvdo, don't rely on carrying in a chotzer that's open to an area that's aser, el oyroiv doifin, either close it up, oy b'shtei passim, or put up two passim. Ask the Gemara, lamali roiv doifin, why was roiv doifin required, pass arba sagi, putting up one pass that's dal tvachim wide should be adequate. V'chi teiman, if you'll say, what is he talking about? What does he mean by Roiv Doifin? He's talking about B'Doifin Shiva, that we're talking about an entranceway that was 7 Tfachim wide, the Ba'arba Havalei Roiv Doifin, and that's why 4 Tfachim is Roiv Doifin. So saying Roiv Doifin is equivalent to saying Arba Tfachim, but that's not true. If the entire entrance is only 7 Tfachim wide, Lomeli Arba, why do I have to have 4 Tfachim? Pass shloisha umashu sagi, three and a little more well enough. Domer of achlevi temer of yichil. We learned early in our shir that arba tfachim at arba. Only if the entranceway is four tfachim is there a din that you have to have something to on the opening. But if it's less than four tfachim wide, I don't have to do anything. So I don't need, once I'll have, if the entire opening is 7 tfachim, and I'll put up a board that's 3 tfachim and a mashu, it wouldn't be open 4 tfachim. Answers the Gemara, Ibai Seima, Kam b'chotzer, Shmuel was speaking about a chotzer, which is either square, or rochva yosval, or chai, the width is more than the length, Kam b'movi. When did Rav Achli say that if the entrance is less than 4 tfachim, you need not do anything? That was only said by a Mavi. A Chatzar, even Rav Achli will be machmer that you have to do something. And it won't just be satisfactory if the opening is less than Dal tfachim. Viba is Ema, or another way of understanding, the Rav Achli Gufa Tanayhu. This halacha, the Rav Achli taught us earlier in our shir, that the opening is less than 4 tfachim, we need not do anything. Not everybody agrees with that. And since not everybody agrees with it, we can't just say that that's why we could be lenient. Tana Rabbanan. So we go back to this question that we've been discussing. Loshen Yam Hanichtas L'chatzer, as we discussed. And this is diagram 97. Loshen Yam Hanichtas L'chatzer. Eimim Malahim Ene B'Shabbos. You can't take water from this place into the home and into the chatzer. Ella asla mechitza gvaya asar tfachim. Unless you make a mechitza of asar tfachim, as is shown in this diagram, 97. And furthermore, says the Gemara, b'medvar amurim k'shebetzasa yoysim eser, if the opening between the walls and the yam is more than 10 amos wide, avol eser, if it's less than 10 amos wide, ein tzar klum, there is no need to make any special fixture. Ask the Gemara, m'malahu d'lamalinen, what we're saying here is that if the opening is wider than 10 amos, you can't bring water from the Lashon Hayam to the house in the Chatzar, because it's considered as if you're carrying from a camel to Rosh Hashanah. It seems, however, but it seems that you can carry in that Chatzar, that the Chatzar is still considered like Rosh Hashanah. Ask the Gemara, but why should that be the case? Isn't this a situation, asked the Gemara, of Nifritza Chotzer b'Meloyay le'mokam asala? As I said earlier, the Yam is considered a Karmelis. And since the Yam is considered a Karmelis, and the Chotzer is Rosh Hashayachid, the halacha is that whatever an area is open to a place to which you may not carry, from which you may not carry in that area either. So if this chatzar is open to a yam, which as we learned so many times, is halachically a karmelis, so you're not allowed to carry not only from the yam to the from the chatzar to the yam, from the yam to the chatzar, but even the chatzar itself you shouldn't be allowed to carry because the chatzar is open to this karmelis. Answers the Gemara, hachem ma'iskinen, we're referring here to a situation, this like gedidei, that there's leftover partitions to the wall, Diagram 98, the leftover partition parts of the wall, and since there's leftover partitions from the wall, that's why the halacha is that you could. This is different, and therefore, even though you can't carry from the yam to the chatzar, but in the chatzar itself, you'll be allowed to carry. So the question, of course, that Tosfos asks, why are we differentiating? If we're saying that these gedudim that remain there are enough to separate the chotzer from the yam, so then to make that, so we should be allowed to carry in from the yam to the chotzer. If it's a mechitza, it should be good, and if it's not, then not. So Tosfos answers, there are four answers, there are many answers given to this teretz. The difference is that from the yam to the chotzer, you'll always be allowed to carry. The issue is, can you carry from the chotzer into the house? Which means like this. You'll be allowed to carry from the yam to the chotzer because in the spot where the yam and the chotzer touch each other, you have these gedudim, which are noticeable, and therefore you could carry. But the people in the house don't see those gedudim. And since the people in the house don't see those gedudim, they cannot rely on it. The Ravon explains that we're speaking about a case where it was opened from Erev Shabbos, but the water did not enter the chatzar until Shabbos. So at the beginning of Shabbos, there were still mechitzas there. And therefore, since there were mechitzas there at the beginning of Shabbos, that's why you're allowed to carry in the chatzar, and you're allowed to carry from the chatzar to the house. But, and even if afterwards the water came in, afterwards, the tiltel doesn't become usur because we have a rule, hoil v'hutra hutra. But to go on Shabbos and take water from that yam into the chatzar that only came into the chatzar on Shabbos, I may not do. The Sar Mikutzi says a different explanation. He says there's a difference if the mechitzas are noticeable, if they're submerged under the water, or they're not submerged under the water. If they're submerged under the water, we have to be more machmer. If they're visible above the water, we could be more makel. The Ritzva says a fourth teretz. The Ritzva says that really you should be allowed to carry from the yam into the chatzar. However, he says that we're worried that till we're only we're up to the place where it is the mechitza. But if we're going to allow you to do that, you may go past where you're allowed to go. And that's why what the Gemara means to say, up to the area of the mechitza I could collect water from, past the area of the mechitza I may not collect water from. Says the Gemara, Amar Yehuda, Mavi Shloin Ashtatfabai. If you have a Mavi in which they didn't have Shtufim Mavaz. And as we explained when we began the Mechsechta, Chazal said that just like you're not allowed to carry from a bias mechatzer, why? Even though they're both Rishus HaYochitz, but we explained when we started the Masechta, a bias is a more private Rishus HaYochid than a chatzer, because a bias is only used for the people who live in that bias, whereas the chatzer is used by many people. The same concept applies to the Mavi in the chatzer. The chatzer was only used by the people whose houses, whose homes open to the chatzer. The Mavi was much more public. It was used by the people of all the various chatzeris. And therefore, in order to be able to carry in the Mavi, you need to make shtufim mevos. And says the Gemara, Amar Yehuda Mavi Shalai Neshtat Faba, if you have a Mavi where there was no shtufim mevos, Hshere Belechi, and you made a Lechi, Hazarik L'Toichai, if somebody throws something from Shusay Yochid into that Mavi Hushayiv, it's going to be considered that you carried from Shusay Yochid to Shusay Rabim. Even though you can't carry from the Chatzeris to the Mavi, but the fact that you made a Lechi at the entranceway means that you entirely enclosed that Mavi. And now it's a Rosh Hashanah Yochid, and of course you may not throw from Rosh Hashanah Yochid, from Rosh Hashanah Rabim to Rosh Hashanah Yochid. Vim, if you made a Chashir B'Kaira, but if you put a Kaira at the entranceway, then the Halacha will be Hazaruk L'Toycha, if somebody throws from Rosh Hashanah Rabim into that Mavi, he'll be Potter. Because it's not considered entirely enclosed, and since it's not considered entirely enclosed, it's not considered as if you're throwing from Rosh Hashanah Rabim to Rosh Hashanah Yochid. Ask the Gemara, Maskula Rav Sheshes, Tam Deloy Neshtat Faba. So what the Braisa began, the Rav Yehuda began by emphasizing there was no Shtufim Mevos. Haneshtat Faba. It seems that there was a Shtufim Mevos, a Filach Shir Bekerah Nami, and all you put at the entranceway of the Mavi was a Kaira, you would be Chayiv. Ask the Gemara, why? How do you accomplish Shtufim Mevos? The way Shtufim Mevos is accomplished is by everybody contributing a loaf of bread. Ask the Gemara, V'chichika zu, also is Rosh Hashanah Yochid, Rosh Hashanah Rabim, is that loaf of bread going to make it into Rosh Hashanah Yochid or not? The bottom line is, if it's a Rosh Hashanah Yochid, it's a Rosh Hashanah Yochid. If it's not, it's not. The Shtufim Mevos is not going to make it into Rosh Hashanah Yochid and Rosh Hashanah Rabim. V'tanya. And then the Gemara asks another question. The Braisa says, Chatzeris Sharabim, a chatzer to which many homes open to that chatzer. Or Mavosh and Mephiloshim. Or you have the Mavi that we speak about, the Mavi Sosim. One has three walls and one entrance exit to Rosh Hashanah Rabim. The halach is, Bein Irvu, Bein Loi Irvu, whether there is a Ruvi Chatzeris, whether there is Shtufim Mavos, or Bein Loi Irvu, whether there isn't a Ruvi Chatzeris or Shtufim Mavos, since you have three standing walls, HaZorich L'Toichin Chayiv. If you throw into that area, the halacha is that it's Rosh Hashanah Yochid. So from here it seems, whether there's a Lechi or a Kaira, it's always going to be Rosh Hashanah Yochid. And if you throw from Rosh Hashanah Rabim, you Chayiv. Why do you differentiate if there's a Lechi or a Kaira? Says the Gemara, Eliyat Mahachiyatma. This is the way to understand. Amar Yudah Mavui, if you have a Mavui Mefulish, that has on both sides entrance and exits to Rosh Hashanah Rabim, She'en Royal Shittuf, that before you made Shtufim Mevos, the halach is, Shtufim Mevos won't help unless you'll have a Tzuras HaPesach on one side. Hechshir Belechi, and you made a Lechi on one side, even though you still can't make Shtufim Mevos, Hazarg L'Toich HaChayiv. Because once you made Lechi there, so on one side, you have three walls, and with the Raisa, it's considered like a Rosh Hashanah Yochid. Hechshir b'kayra, but if you put up a kayra there, that zayil taychay potter, then it won't be considered rishus hayachid. Alma kasavar obviously explains the Gemara, the basis for this halacha. Lechi, the why is a lechi effective? Mishemechitza. Lechi is considered a mechitza. So you have here, as we just explained, a mavi mefulish. That means it only has two walls. But then, so that, what does the halacha require that you should be able to carry in that mavi? The halacha to be able to carry in that mavi requires that you should have a lechi or a kaira on one side and a tzuras a pesach on the other side. And of course, you have to have shtufim avos. Now, what you did was, all you did was put up a lechi on one side. Says the Gemara, that what is the mechanics, how a lechi works? It makes a mechitza. So if it makes a mechitza, you now have three walls. Three walls are midaraisa rishus hayachid. And therefore, if somebody throws an object from Rishus HaRabim into that area, it's going to be considered as if he threw from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid, and he's going to be Chayiv. If, however, he has these two walls, and under the third wall, all he did was put up a Kaira doesn't create a Mechitza, and since a Kaira doesn't create a Mechitza, you're left with only two walls. It's only the, it works because of a Heker. And if you only have two walls, it's not considered Rishus HaYochid. And therefore, if somebody throws from Rishus HaRabim to that area, it's not considered as if he threw from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid. The Kaira Merava, and so did Rava say, Lechi, the mechanics why Lechi work is because it's a mechitza, and the mechanics why kair works is because it's a heker. Rava disagrees. And Rava says, echet zeh vechet zeh, both a lechi or a kaira, the reason they work is only because of heker. Ask the Gemara, Eisei Rav Yaakov bar Abba l'Rava, the Braisa says, hazayrik l'mavui, if somebody throws an object from the Shus HaRabim into the mavui, the loch is, yesh lechi chayiv. If there's a lechi, it's going to be considered as if you threw into the Shus HaYochid. Ain loy lechi, but if there's no lechi, potter, because it's not considered Shus HaYochid. So you see from here, the lechi is works because of mechitza. What are you telling me that the lechi only works because of a heker? Answers the Gemara, Hachikomer. This is the way to understand the Braisa. Vein tzorach el lechi. All you need to have to be able to carry in a mavui is you have to have a lechi. Hazoirik. If somebody throws into chayiv, then you'll be chayiv. Because in order to be considered Rishus HaYochid minat Torah, it only has to have three walls. And therefore, when you have a regular mavui, a mavui sasum, is as soon as you have the three walls, even though it has only a lechi at the fourth wall, it's still considered Rishus HaYochid. Whereas, when you have a mavi mefulish, there you need lechi and dover acher, you need a lechi and a tzuras ha-pesach, and therefore, even if you'll put up the lechi, but the lechi, according to Rava, is not considered a wall, because Rava says that even a lechi only works because of heker, so you're going to be, the halacha is going to look as if it only has two walls, and therefore, if you're going to, if you're going to throw on into that area from Rishus HaRabim, you'll be potter, because it's not considered Rishus HaYochid. Ask the Gemara, Esvei, there's a braisa that is often quoted in Masechta the Shabbos and Masechta the Erevin. The braisa begins by speaking about a case where there are two houses from on two sides of the street. The street in between is a Rishus HaRabim, and you have a bridge going over these two houses. So everybody agrees that the area under the bridge is considered Rishus HaYochid. It's considered Rishus HaYochid because we say, Pi Tikra Yerid V'Seisim. Continues the Braisa to discuss, Yes, Alkei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda goes on to teach us, Mi sheish lo shnei batim b'shnei tzidim Rishus HaRabim. Again, somebody has two houses on two sides of Rishus HaRabim, and he wants to be able to carry in the Rishus HaRabim between these two houses. So Rabbi Yehuda says, all you need to do is lechi mikan v'lechi mikan, oikar mikan v'kar mikan. And if you'll do that, says Rabbi Yehuda, v'nois b'em, so you'll be able to carry between the two houses. Amrloi, and the Chacham tell Rabbi Yehuda, Ei ma'avim Rishus HaRabim b'kach, you can't make a Rishus HaRabim that way. So what do we see? We see from over here that if you have two walls from two sides, it's enough to be considered Rishus HaYachid. Because even though it's only Rabbi Yehuda who holds that way, the reason Rabbanan disagree with Rabbi Yehuda is because they hold that the Lechi and Kaira don't stop people from traveling up and down the Rishus HaRabim. But if we wouldn't have that concern, then they would agree making a Lechi Mikan is enough. And therefore, we see that even the Rabbanan, everybody seemingly holds that two mechitzes is enough to be Rosh HaSayachid. Answers the Gemara, that isn't the proper way of understanding that machlokes. Rather, the proper way of understanding that machlokes, Hossam, Ksav Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that shtei mechitzes are the rice are Rosh HaSayachid, and therefore they hold he holds a lechi mikan or lechi mikan, kar mikan, kar mikan is adequate. The Rabbanan, who disagree with Rabbi Yehuda, it's not that their reasoning is because the people travel on the street. It's because according to them, when you only have two walls, it isn't considered Rosh HaSayachid. And since, again, Rava says, a Lechi or a Kaira don't make it into Rosh HaSayachid, because he holds that a Lechi or a Kaira is not enough, it's not because of Mechitza, it's only because of Heker. So you're only left with two walls, and two walls is not a Rosh HaSayachid. Amar Yudah Marav, Mavi Sh'archa Karachvay. You have a Mavi whose length equal its width. En Lech Neta B'Lechi Mashu. That even though we learned earlier that in order that we started the Masechta, that there's a special halacha that we could be lenient when it comes to a Mavi that a Lechi or Kaira is enough, that's only when the Archai is greater than the Rochvai. But where the Archvai is not greater than the Rochvai, it doesn't have the halacha of a Mavi. Amrav Chibar Ashi Amarav, Mavi Sh'archa Kurachvai, Enen Ette B'Kayra Tefach, a Kayra Tefach alone won't be enough because it's treated like a Chotzer, that a Kayra of a Tefach doesn't work. You need to have a pass, and if it's only on one side, as we learned earlier, it has to be four Tefachim wide. How correct are what these Talmid Chacham said in the name of Rav? Kiven the Archa Karachvoy, if you have a Mavi who's Archa Karachvoy, have a Chotzer, then it has the halachic status of a Chotzer. The Chotzer in the Teres Belachi, Ella or Bekaira, Elachi or Kaira alone are not enough, Ella Pass Arba, it has to have a Pass Arba. On Rav Zeira, as says Rav Zeir, ikashli, if I have a difficulty in understanding what Rav said, hakashli, lahav a lechi kapas mashu. Why is the lechi not considered like a pass which is a mashu wide, and it should be able to carry there with because of that? Says the Gemara. You know why he had a question? Because ashtematzi, he forgot what we learned earlier in our shir. So what's considered a good lechi by a mavi will not be adequate by a chotzer, because by a lechi, indeed, a small lechi is good. By a mavi, you're going to have a pass, which is at least four tefachim wide. Amar Rav Nachman Naktinen. As a mavi should neter belechi b'kayra, what is considered a mavi that a lechi or kayra alone are enough? Kol sh'archa yosval rachvay. And you also have to have brata v'chatzeres p'such l'toichai. You have to have at least two chatzeres opening to the mavi, and each chatzer has to have homes opening up to the chatzeres. There is a chatzer sh'en in teres b'lechi. What is considered a chatzer that a lechi alone or a kaira alone are not going to work? Ella, and you'll need to have pass arba, kol shemirubas, if it's a square. Ask the Gemara, does a chotzer to be, have the halach of a chotzer, merubasin, have to be strictly a square, a gulaloi, but if it's a circle, no. Why is a chotzer that's a circular not good? Says the Gemara, hachikamer. This is the way I understand what Rav Nachman meant. I archva yosvay arechvay, if the length is more than the width, havle mavoy, it's going to be considered a mavoy. And when we speak about a mavoy, mavoy, belechi v'kairasagya, a lechi or kara alone, are adequate viloy, but if it doesn't have that dimension, have lechotzer, and it's going to require a pass of dalet fochim. The kama, How much longer does it have to be, but how much longer and wider must it be that it should be considered a mavui? Sav Shmuel Meimer, ad the ikar pishnayim berachve. The length is double the width. Amalei Rav, said Rav to Shmuel, hach amal chavivi, my uncle taught me, afilu b'mashu, even if it's just a drop longer and wider, that is enough for it to be considered a mavui. But the Ramah teaches us, the Ramah is in Simon Shin Samach Gimel Sif Chav Vav, Yesh Oimrim, the Noagin Ha'idna L'Sakin Kolam Uvois, that the way to be able to carry in any area which we would say is considered a Mavoi, but Soros HaPesach. The Kolam Uvois Shalonu, says the Ramah, all of our Mavois should be treated like a Chatzeris. They should be treated like a Chatzer. And the Mishnah Berurah and Sif Katan Kofi Aleph says, because in our Mavos, we don't have the structure like we had in the time of Chazal, where you had the homes opening to Chatzeris and the Chatzeris to the Mavui. And our Gemara just said, you have to have all of these conditions met that it should be considered a Mavui. And there are other conditions that you have to have. It has to be a Mavi Sosum, not a Mavi Mefulish. And therefore, because of that, says the Ramah, and the Mishnah Berurah, as we just said, explains it, we should never rely on the special coolness that we've learned here about Mavas. All our Mavi should be treated like Chatzeris.